Good morning. Good morning. Let's just take a minute and gather ourselves and remember who we are and how welcoming we've always been to everyone. Thank you, Bob, and thank all of you for allowing Bob to speak a passion that I know he has and a great desire to put in some logical form for himself and for others who are the same what's going on. So thank you all for that. And thanks to all of the steering committee for providing time this morning for us to celebrate 40 years of Word and Life. I spent the past couple weeks going through so many files and folders and pulling out things from our 40 years and realizing how grateful I am. And those of you who are new, we all sit on the shoulders of so many people who are here, who are not here anymore. Well, nobody ever leaves Word and Life. They're just not visible anymore. But you never leave because this is a field here. But so many, like Ginny Cashman, I'm so glad that Linda's here, Ginny, who called this into being. And all the pictures, I'd love for you to look through the pictures that are up there. They're all due to the goodness of Lynn Carman, who is invisibly here and here through her pictures. And the one of those picture boards has pictures on it of the welcoming boards that Lynn made every week for years. I'd be in bed on Wednesday night. She lived in my neighborhood, and she'd come down in the dark and drop off the welcome board for the next morning so I'd have it to take when I went. And so many like her, and Renee Malloy's here today. I don't know what we would have done without Renee when I went to LMU to get my degree and wondered how Word and Life would keep going. And Renee and Dorothy Fitch, God rest her soul, reluctantly took over and kept it going those 3 years. And Ann Schott, did she come yet? No. Is she here? No, she's coming. Ann Schott. Okay, well, Ann, also an important part of Word and Life, and kept the evening program. We had an evening program for many years, and Ann kept that going. So much to be grateful for. And one other person I wanted to remember is Sissy Elder. None of you, or most of you, some of you will remember Sissy. Sissy and her sister Jane Maurer led the singing, the song, the opening song, for many years. And she also was a talented artist. And she created our logo. So the logo that you see was from Sissy. And also, I want to thank Jim Jones, who gave me this beautiful pendant made out of abalone, I think. Right, Jim? Created this logo pendant for me when I retired from Word and Life. So many thanks to everybody. So 40 years. Also, I want to just say this little phrase that kept coming to me. God is never in a hurry, but always on time. So I'm trusting time-wise we'll do what we're supposed to do this morning. 40 is a significant biblical number. Jesus spent 40 years in the desert before he began public ministry. 40 days. It just felt like 40 years. And of course, 40 years in the desert before entering the promised land. So 40 is a significant threshold number. It's an anticipatory number in my mind, because it anticipates that there's a future, that something's coming that's very good. And so I think it was absolutely perfect that in our 40th year we should do this book, Rebirthing God, because I think that is exactly what's happening over our 40 years, and this is a very significant moment. 40 years ago, when Word and Life was just beginning, I've been here 36 years. But 40 years ago, when Word and Life was just beginning, I was living in Illinois and raising children and working on a marriage. And I remember being in church, and after communion, I was very pious, very scrupulous Catholic, praying to God, and in a moment of clarity, realizing I had no idea who I was talking to. I can remember saying that. I was saying prayers, crying out to God, the God that was passed on to me by my parents and by my church. But I said to God, I have no idea who you are. Who am I talking to? And then I said, I'm supposed to love you. I'm saying I love God. I'm supposed to love you. But if I were really true, I don't love you like I love Bill and the children. I can see them, and I can touch them, and I can interact with them, but I don't know who you are. And then from someplace deep inside me, I did say, but I do believe you're there, and if you help me, I'll come to know you and love you. Well, 4 years later, I walked into Word and Life. And I don't know if it was my desire for God or God's desire for me that brought me here. But in looking back, that first day I walked in, I knew I was home. I was at a place that was safe, that was made for me, where I could grow spiritually, where I could talk about God and learn about God. And Marcia Grano, my good friend, wrote a prayer years ago, and she wrote it out of her own experience, but I do believe it was written for me. And because it expressed what was happening in me, and the prayer goes like this. Something in me rose up to meet you. Are you real? Shall I tell someone about you? Will they say you don't exist? Oh, you who found me, if you don't let me hide in you, and if you don't exist, then let me dream you till I die. I think that's what I've been doing at Word and Life. Dreaming that God. And the God of my youth was way too small for me. And over the years, I think the significant and turning point for me was about 3 or 4 years ago when I came to recognize what's really going on within me and here, was when we studied Judy Cannato's book, Field of Compassion. That opened everything up for me. In that book, she talks about Rupert Sheldrake, who's a biologist, his understanding of morphogenetic fields. A morphogenetic field is a field of energy that surrounds every form and out of which that form becomes visible. So every atom in our body, every organ, every body part has a field around it out of which it arose. So her suggestion in the book was that we become a field of compassion. And compassion, she was saying, according to Meister Eckhart, the first outburst of God is compassion. Compassion is our source, and compassion is our destiny. Compassion encompasses everything. And the root of the word for compassion is the same as the root of the word for womb. It's womb space. It's space that includes everything, all possibility, all potential. And she said that there are qualities that nurture a field of compassion. One is spaciousness or inclusiveness, and certainly that's what I see here. Spaciousness, a desire. It's a desire to be more inclusive, a desire to stretch ourselves. And contemplation, a contemplative stance through meditation of taking a long, loving look at what's really in front of us, some kind of practice of looking and seeing in a different way. Commitment that involves focus and intention toward fuller life and growth. An imagination that allows us to dream of a world where all the basic needs are met in love. This is Word and Life for me. This is our charism. This is what we're doing here. We are rebirthing God. The God of institutional religion is too small. And we are a form of God in the world. And we are a field within fields within fields. And we connect to other fields of compassion all over the world. Where there is suffering, compassion abounds. Compassion is growing in the world because the suffering is growing. And we're a field of compassion. I am so grateful, each one of you, and especially the new people. I want you to know that I don't know you personally, but when you stand up and share, I feel I know you. And I'm so proud to be a part of Word and Life. And all of you, because you go out, we leave here, but the field leaves with us. And we take this field of compassion that each one of us individually are out into the world around us. And you know, I was thinking the wonderful thing about fields is, and this is why I think you never leave Word and Life, body parts, like there's a field that gives rise to everything, like a foot. There's a field of energy that gives rise to the foot because there's some desire within compassion to walk. And so think about it, and I've heard people say this. If the foot gets amputated, it's no longer there in form, but the field is there because you feel it. You can still feel that foot. So when each one of us dies, maybe our form leaves, but the unique field that we are never leaves and always stays connected. So that's why we can never leave Word and Life, because the field that each one of us brings here remains here and makes its imprint here. So I think that's something to celebrate. And so I want to thank you all for being a part of Word and Life, for inspiring me, for giving me hope, and just for loving me all these years. So thank you all.